Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Play Write. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywrite.com. Mark Twain famously said, "The secret to getting ahead is getting started." I don't think he was basing that on Tuesday's commitment to create, but the words remain true. And now I am taking those words and applying them to Tuesday's commitment to create. Create what? Create energy flow. I'm a city person, and I really enjoy the hustle and bustle of the big city. There's a vibrancy that I can't seem to live without, because it envelops me. The second I step outside, it's like I'm plugging myself in to that energy flow. And that's one reason I really enjoy taking walks. I get ideas when I'm outside walking around, breathing the fresh air, observing people, and I feel refreshed. Even in the sweltering heat of the summer or the frigid temperatures of winter. And that energy flowing all around me really motivates and invigorates me. Remember, much like a river, sometimes all we have to do is break the dam, get the water moving in one direction to create that flow that energizes us. And if there's something you've been talking about doing for a long time, you can break the dam by making your mind up to actually do it. It's a powerful shift, going from just thought to actual creation. Too many of us tell ourselves someday, as in, I'll write a book someday. I'm guilty of this. But you see, there's some comfort in saying it that way because it makes your vision feel real, yet doesn't impose any deadlines or really involve any effort. In your mind, the book is already done. It's selling, people are reading, and life is great. But it's not real. It's a visualization. Now, I've said it before and I'll say it again, visualization is part of the attraction method, a very necessary part of the attraction method. But that's only half the battle. Because for every attraction, you need an action, right? And this someday mindset could be due to several things. It could be because writing a book seems like a daunting task. It could be because you don't want to spend time promoting and marketing yourself, which you know you're going to have to do. It could be because of a fear of failure. If you keep putting it off and keep going back to that comforting vision in your head, you can't actually fail. Except that never even trying in the first place is a form of failure. So stop saying someday, because it's not serving you. Smokers will say, I'll quit when I'm done with this pack, or I'll quit on New Year's Day. And sometimes they follow through, but sometimes they don't. That's because they're still in the someday mindset. Well, I say, start today. Like, not even tomorrow. Literally, today. And that being said, how about tomorrow, when my 12-month author challenge starts? This is a shameless plug for the challenge, but it does start tomorrow, and it's a great way to challenge yourself, because writing a book is no easy task. And even though you have a year, in order to finish, you have to actually start. So check out the details of the challenge, and tell your friends about it too. Go to dreamplaywrite.com/challenge, dreamplaywrite.com/challenge. And so much of what Dream Play Write is all about is a sense of community. Because as you embark on your writing journey, you'll want to feel like you're not alone. It's true that a lot of writers enjoy solitude, but even introverts need support and friendship and camaraderie. That's what the discussion forum is for. So if you'd like to join the discussion, head over to dreamplaywrite.com/forum/create. dreamplaywrite.com/forum/create. And answer today's question, which is, besides writing a book, what is one thing you've been telling yourself you'll do someday? And what is the very first small step you can take today? Get involved, because we can all benefit from each other's knowledge, ideas, and wisdom. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Play Write is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.